Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
Nothing weird about me, pal. I'm straight. And Raquel now, straight as they come.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother, Joe Pisano.
You know, this is one of my favorite times of year. I'm not even kidding. When I was a kid especially, I remember, you know, Thanksgiving, you have football on all day. You've got so much food. Your favorite foods. I love sweet potato pie that my mom and dad make. You know, I make a couple of things. We all bring some stuff. You know, it's just a great time for family. There's not a lot of stress of Christmas. Christmas brings on stress and presents, right?
Yes.
It's just you're there to eat and watch football and hang out with family. And when I was growing up, Survivor Series was either that night or that weekend.
Right.
And it was always a great time. Elimination matches. It was just great. And this year, it's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And not that excited. Five matches, you know, maybe with the addition of Kevin Owens, there'll be a story behind that match.
They have a chance to do something really, really good there,
yes.
Obviously, because of the Sammy Kevin Owens thing. There have been a lot of great Survivor Series moments, you know, and this is also the first War Games that they've done at Survivor Series, you know, on the main roster. So,
yeah.
It could be good. I don't really care about the other matches. The other ones are pretty pointless.
Ronda's
going to
destroy.
I like that it's only five matches now because pay-per-views.
But these are, what, an hour each? 45 minutes each?
Yeah, I mean, I bet the pay-per-view's still like 3 hours, maybe three and a half total.
Yeah.
You know, unlike fucking AEW that does six-hour pay-per-views now.
Oh, my God.
It's just too many.
Again, they're doing everything that WWE does wrong now.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a shit show. But so, we'll see. Yeah. You know, they have a chance, but we'll see what happens. Some ups and downs, but mostly, you know, boring storylines this week.
Right.
They're not really creating anything new. They're just
Raw was miserable this week. I even tweeted out while watching Raw. I was tweeting to our fans. I was like, please release me of this responsibility.
Yeah.
And most of them were like, never.
Never.
Like, just a bunch of gifts of people saying never. And I was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I hate this show. Like, SmackDown is actually decent, and at least we had, like, Kevin Owens returning.
Right.
Like, for the most part, SmackDown...
Bray Wyatt's on SmackDown, so he's doing some interesting things.
For the most part, SmackDown's like, all right, you know, it wasn't great, but it was fine. It wasn't offensive. Then we have Raw, and we have the Judgment Day, and a few other things that I'm not going to mention because I don't want to start vomiting yet.
Yes.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Something
squashing.
Very
one
upsetting.
Of our favorites.
Not even worse
than
that.
3 hour show.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
It's a shit show.
It's so bad.
But what else is new? First, we have to thank a couple new patrons. Big shout out to Andrew May and Margaret Mondello.
Yeah.
Andrew May and Margaret Mondello.
Or Mondeo.
Mondeo.
You know, depending on, you know.
Andrew May, you join Patreon? Yes, you may.
Yes, you may.
And now they're here.
Right.
So go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. We've got a shit ton of brackets. All the pay-per-view recaps, including War Games this Saturday.
Yep.
Go check it out. And also want to thank Devin Stamp. He bought a pizza t-shirt on prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. So go pick one up.
Still, I think the most popular t-shirt. It's just got a lot going on.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It's
got a lot going on.
It's a very well done design by our friend, John David Guerra. He's awesome.
Yep.
Go hit him up if you want to do any type of designs or fun cartoons. He's a great artist. All right, SmackDown opens with Sheamus.
Sheamus.
Right away, yeah.
Sheamus. Here he is.
Yeah.
Don't you love him? He's a good guy for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
The brawling brutes. Good guys.
Yeah.
Oh, and here we go. What's going on with Drew? They've been killing each other for years.
Yeah.
And what happens now?
We're supposed to know that they're friends in real life also.
Well, they've said it a million times back when they like partnered for a second. Then they started killing each other. Yeah. Remember they did the whole best friend. They did that whole thing.
Right.
Like they always do. They were best friends. And now Drew just forgives them.
Sheamus, the Brawling Brutes, and McIntyre, they have like a was this where they had the... No, that was Raw. Sorry. I'll get to that later where they fucking come out like the Shield. So Sheamus tells Drew our 20-year feud has built this special bond. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Strange, but whatever.
Right.
He also tells us that Drew was his best man at his wedding a few weeks ago. I'm sorry. I thought you were gone because your arm was broken.
Yeah.
That was the, they had a kayfabe reason.
Coincidence.
They didn't say you were getting married on SmackDown. Yeah. You were gone because they injured. That's what they do in wrestling.
Right.
When you have to get married or you're going to be out for a different reason other than an injury.
Just say he was the best man at your wedding. Which still doesn't make any sense, by the way.
Yeah.
None. Like, stop breaking the wall.
Exactly.
Why would he have been your best man when you hated his guts for 30 years, whatever?
Yeah, by the way, like, remember, Sheamus was the one that, like, gave him the sword a couple years back. He was like, oh, this is your family sword.
This represents your mom.
Yeah.
What?
We have Sheamus to thank for that fucking sword.
Right.
But yeah, this just kept getting worse and worse because then they were just being super goofy.
Oh my God.
Trying to be like Sami Zayn, and it doesn't work.
So we, the Brawling Brutes, want the Broody.
Oh.
That's right, fella. The truth of the matter.
Did you say Broody?
Yeah.
I said Broody, yeah.
I can work with that. I'm feeling a little Broody right now myself.
You are. You are. Because I'll tell you what, man, when it comes down to it, there is no one I would rather be in the trenches with than you, Drew McIntyre. So what do you say, fella? Will you be our honorary Brute?
As soon as he said honorary Brute,
they
was
said
like,
Broody so many times. It was bad. So Sheamus was about to reveal the fifth member of their team, but Sami Zayn interrupts. He says, we don't care who the fifth member is. We're feeling pretty oozy about the whole thing. And he guarantees that the Bloodline will win War Games. And he tells Butch he's beating him in the World Cup tournament later tonight. And then Sheamus tells Sami, you might not feel oozy once you find out who our fifth man is because it's the least... This is the direct words he said. Because it's the least thing you'd expect. Yeah. Turns out it was the most thing you'd expect.
Right.
And the least thing you'd expect.
It doesn't
the last
make
person
sense.
You'd expect, maybe.
The last one you'd expect.
But no, it's the obviously, it's the obvious answer.
Of course.
If you told someone, like the way you said that, it's like, well, what else would mean anything?
John Cena.
But what would that mean to Sami Zayn?
Like, The Rock.
What's the connection to Sami Zayn there?
Right.
It's not who you think it is.
Right.
It's who you think it is.
It's exactly who you think it is.
So next up, we have Mustafa Ali versus Ricochet, the World Cup tournament first round matchup.
Sure.
And Ricochet didn't want to fight Ali because Ali's ribs were taped after getting squashed by Lashley.
Pussy.
Right. Ricochet.
Your job is to fight and win.
Yeah.
A tournament that gets you a title shot.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight him. Oh.
No.
And Ricochet, you weigh like 40 pounds. What a damage are you really going to do to this guy who also weighs 40 pounds?
Yeah. So Ricochet goes for a Phoenix splash, but Ali moved and he put Ricochet in a leg choke, but Ricochet got to the ropes. Then Ali went for his finisher, but Ricochet moved. And then the final spot was pretty cool. Ricochet won with a shooting star press off the top rope to a standing Ali. Usually don't see that.
Right.
Usually they're laying down. So I thought that was a cool ending, but...
Sure.
Yeah. Next up, we have Madcap Moss versus Karrion Kross.
Hmm.
And Emma gave Moss a bottled water and wished him luck before the match.
So, I mean, what...
Cross one with the cross jacket, of course. Good luck. Here's the bottle of water.
He's madder this time.
You're going to need this.
To put up my ass when I lose badly.
Yes. Because after you get choked out, Scarlett's going to suck you dry and you're going to be pretty dehydrated.
He's like, well, I'm in for this.
Yeah.
No offense. Person who's not my girlfriend.
Cross wink, wink. Wins. And then after the match, Emma runs out to check on her man. So they just brought Emma back
mixed tag.
To be someone's girlfriend.
Like mixed tag, maybe?
Yeah. I don't, but, oh, God, I hope
Scarlett
not.
Scarlett was wrestling in the indies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they poorly. Were indie matches. Ugh. Got it. Ugh. I mean, they brought Emma back just to be someone's girlfriend.
Right.
That's it.
Duh.
Like, is she a good actress? No.
Honestly, the best she's ever wrestler. Been was when her and, what's his name? The Italian guy.
Santino?
Yeah, when like she God. Was coming out to
she
this.
She was doing this.
Yeah, she's doing this. That was the best version ever.
Jeez. That's sad. Because remember the whole Emelina thing? Like 6 months of Emelina is coming. She's yeah. coming. She's coming. She's coming. She's gone.
And then she came and went. Yeah. But yeah, like they treated her like she was on the spectrum or something. They treated her yes. like she was
oh
autistic.
Oh my God, of course.
And it was like, this is weird. Like two people like dating on the spectrum, the popular show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Wherever it is. That's what this was.
Yeah. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Bray Wyatt. He says he wants to apologize to LA Knight for what he did to him last week. So LA Knight comes out, and at first he says, I feel like you respect me since I wasn't afraid of you last week. And then Knight goes for a handshake, but then he slaps Bray in the face and quickly leaves the ring. He goes, okay, we're even now. You go my way, I'll go mine, all right?
In a way, I respect it because yeah. I wouldn't want to get close to Bray after I hit him.
Yeah.
But this is like what reminds me of like my son. Like uh-huh. when we're hitting each other and he goes, okay, that's it.
Right.
We're even. I'm like, no, you're ahead one. No, we're even. He just yeah. did it literally 5 minutes before I showed up here.
So Bray says, fine, we're even. There's a lot of things I can do to you right now, but I'm not going to do that. And then Bray offers a handshake, but Knight slaps him again and leaves.
Idiot.
And Bray's got the crazy eyes. But it's like, oh my God, LA Knight, so badass. You slapped a man twice.
Yeah.
But obviously that was a mistake. Then we go backstage where the Usos ask Karrion Kross if he's the fifth member on Team Sheamus.
Because that makes sense. Because that makes sense.
Of course he's not.
Literally feuding with the whole stable recently.
Yeah, like he just feuded with Drew McIntyre. But I guess they're like, well, you know, Sheamus and Drew feuded a bunch of times.
We're looking for the guys who feud with Drew the most. Yeah. We're going to Corbin next. Have you seen him?
Yeah. But in the background behind them, you could see Bray Wyatt pacing back and forth and talking to himself.
Yeah.
And then later, Megan Moran catches LA Knight starting to leave.
This was cool.
And when he opens the door, it's completely black, except all you can see is Bray's new mask.
Right.
That was a really cool shot.
Really cool.
And then after the break, we see that LA Knight is knocked out and buried a bunch under a bunch of shit.
And of course, the officials didn't know how to, it's a chair. What do we,
yeah.
how do we attack this chair? What do we do?
Right.
And then they're lifting it like it's 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh. But this there was a beer keg on him, too.
Yeah, this can't be Bray's first match. I think this is just...
Why not?
He's already beat him!
That's true.
I think it's just like
and
what causes... It's just like the first thing that's causing him to snap. Go... When is his first match, by the way? I'm going to say WrestleMania.
The Rumble.
The Rumble?
They can't hold it till WrestleMania. Because then it's got to be huge. He's not beating Roman. He's like fourth in line to beat Roman right now.
I think it's WrestleMania.
Oh my God. Against
a huge name. I have no idea. Yeah.
Huge name. Like one, maybe yeah. someone not on the roster.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Stone Cold loses.
Not LA Knight. Yeah. Stone Cold. What?
You yeah. know, oh my God. If he comes back, they have to do like a segment with LA Knight.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, what? Yeah. What?
What does LA say when he first... Let me talk to you.
Yeah.
LA,
what? Are you going to talk to me? What? Talk to me. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. How about no?
It definitely has to be a big... Probably his brother, Bo Dallas. Yeah, that's a big name.
Well, shit. I guess whoever the fucking guy is, whoever Uncle Howdy is, we haven't really heard from in a couple of weeks now, right?
No. Not at least
that's
not
probably
this
gone.
Week.
If it was Vince, he'd be gone.
I don't know. God. Next up, we have Shotzi versus Shayna Baszler with Ronda Rousey ringside.
Right.
The entire match, Shotzi kept yelling at Ronda, and then Shayna would attack her from behind. Hey, why don't you focus? Again, this company just does not know how to make their baby faces look good.
Nope.
And like,
no, really?
AEW is kind of the opposite because like, aside from MJF, like all their heels suck.
Right.
And they just job all the time.
Yeah.
But in WWE, their baby faces job all the time.
They do.
And they just, they're all stupid. They're all idiots.
Name guys who never lose. Miz.
Yeah. Right. So then Raquel Rodriguez comes out. And
Corbin.
Yeah. Raquel runs out. She does nothing. Shayna tries to stomp on Shotzi's arm, but Shotzi moves and wins with a roll up.
Yeah.
So, wow. Oh, now she can beat Ronda.
Because she rolled up and a distraction.
Yeah.
Why not let her beat Shayna clean to show that she's ready for Ronda? Why can't you give her that?
Why is this a pay-per-view match? I know you only have five matches, but maybe you should have just went with four.
But you have to give her that. The only thing you have to do for Shotzi is let her beat Ronda's henchman or henchwoman.
Yeah.
And they couldn't even do that.
No.
She's got to roll her up in a distraction.
Yeah.
She's going to get,
I mean, the 5-year-olds, murdered. The 5-year-olds that are watching War Games on Saturday, they know that Shotzi does not have a chance in hell of beating Ronda. This is so dumb. The fucking betting websites, Ronda's minus 4,000.
It's too much. It's like literally.
In case you don't understand what that means you have to bet $4,000
to win $100
that Ronda will win to win $100.
Right.
And that's still a shitty bet because also they don't even let you bet $4,000. Like there's a max bet on wrestling.
You bet 40 to win a penny.
It's like 50. Yeah, if you bet $50, what the fuck are you going to win?
And by the way,
50 cents?
By the way, I'm logging in as 30 different people to win that 30 cents times 30 because it's a lock of the fucking decade.
Yes.
Of the decade.
God. My so next God. Up, we have Imperium versus The New Day and their mystery partner, who is, it's Braun Strowman. It's so fucking odd. Who else is there?
Right.
Who's the biggest name that doesn't have anything to do tonight?
Yeah.
Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
And this happened because Imperium talked shit to The New Day backstage. That's why we're having this match. And Braun Strowman went, hey, they're my best friends.
And
oh, they are? Well, it says right here. They're my new best friends.
And that's it. Who is he still in the, is he in the tournament?
Yes.
Oh, so yeah, this was a preview of him destroying Gunther.
Yeah.
For the top, like destroying him.
Yes. A job, a 10-second squash.
Where are they in the World Cup thing? When is that getting finished? It's not on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, probably next week or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a shame Gunther got so skinny. Because now, like, him and Braun face-to-face isn't really that... Like, Gunther just looks like a little guy next to Braun.
Right. If he was still big, it'd be like,
if he was still big, if he didn't slim down because Vince McMahon wanted him to.
That's why when Otis gets next to somebody big, you're like, oh, these guys are even, even though he's like a foot shorter.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Walter needs to put that mask back on.
Yeah.
Because, Walter. Gunther ran away from Braun as he ran over Vinci and Kaiser and then... New Day hit the midnight hour on Kaiser for the win. And then backstage after the match, Braun spoke with Kayla Braxton.
Congratulations on your victory, teaming up with the New Day, defeating Imperium. You certainly sent a strong message to Gunther.
You're right, exactly. You never take your eyes off the monster. And I'm looking forward to winning this, excuse me, World Cup tournament.
The fuck is going on?
I'm so glad he's back.
Just for a while, we didn't have any bad comments and bad acting. Worst acting, so.
Excuse me, monster.
He's gassed.
I am a really evil, pardon me, ma'am, monster.
He just chased around Gunther around the ring. So
God.
He was tired.
What the fuck is he choking on?
So then Ricochet walks up and he tells Braun, see you next week. And he's very confident. It's like, yeah, all right, you're dead.
Dead.
You're finished.
Yeah.
You might be gone forever.
Right.
Then finally, we have Sami Zayn versus Butch. First round match in the World Cup. The Usos and Brutes brawled outside the ring, and Butch did a moonsault onto them. Then Butch hit Sammy with the bitter end for the win. He just beat Sammy.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. What's the point of that? I guess Sammy's going to be involved in other things.
That's true.
Probably teaming with Kevin Owens and, you know, what's the next pay-per-view?
God,
is there something in December?
No.
There's not one?
No.
So as of now, day one, unless they cancel.
No, they already canceled.
I don't know if it's officially canceled.
They did cancel it.
I think it was, yeah.
Do they have like
just a rumor?
WWE pay-per-views 2022.
Well, whatever. It's not going to happen at day one if it does, right?
Right.
And we don't even know that fucking well. So everyone brawls after the match, but then the music hits and Roman Reigns eventually comes out. Roman spears Drew after distracting from Solo. Then Roman hits Sheamus with a Superman punch and sets up for a spear. But then the music hits again.
Yep.
And it's Kevin Owens.
Figured, but it was still awesome to hear the music pop and him come out. And he's our guy. Yeah.
Right. So it looks like Dave Meltzer was wrong. But he did it. He did it.
What
did
Meltzer say?
Well, he did. Kevin Owens did it. At least fake an injury at the house show the week prior.
Oh, right.
And Meltzer was like, well, he looks hurt. You know, he's probably not. He said he had like an MCL sprain, but.
So fucking Meltzer is just like us.
Right.
Marks.
Yes, exactly.
You get it.
Of course.
You fucking Marks. He's the biggest Mark out of anyone.
Of course.
He reports news, and now for the news. Kevin Owens is injured and probably won't be the surprise
guest.
That was
literally, because he said that he has an MCL sprain. So that was just one of those situations where Meltzer found out that Owens was injured, and knowing that they weren't going to announce it, Meltzer was like, well, I can just assume this one and people will believe me. Yeah, he has an MCL sprain. He's out a few weeks, you know, maybe a month. He's probably not going to, you know.
Yeah.
It was one of those things.
He's like, and now I've got some breaking news. I have the fifth name for Team Belair.
Yeah.
It's one of these five people.
Yeah.
Becky, Flair, Sasha, Candice, or Dana Brooke. Breaking news. I give, that's a lock of the century. It's one of them or someone else. Back to you, Andrew.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I hate Meltzer.
Who did he? Oh, yeah. He was like, wait, I have it for the fifth member for Team Sheamus. Mabel. That's what he apparently reported was going to be the third guy for NWO.
Oh, right, Mabel. He looks like a frog with cancer. Fucking shut the fuck up, bro.
So KO faces off with Roman, and they muted the show for 30 seconds because the fans were chanting, holy shit.
And the first two went right out.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. And then they went mute.
Why?
Like, come on,
USA.
And it's just fucking nothing. No,
it's
this was
shit.
Fox.
Oh, yeah, Fox. But it's still fucking what? 10 o'clock Eastern? Come on. 9:45
Eastern?
It's still
Eastern? The FCC, so that's the issue, I guess.
Really? But really? But you could do it on regular TV. But this is still technically free? Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is getting free Fox anymore? Stop.
Fun fact, when I was, this was 5-6 years ago, probably. Mm-hmm. I was working it on the radio station, 610.
Yeah.
And I was working during the NFL playoffs. And the room that I'm working in had a really, really small TV. So, like, it was miserable watching football on it. And I was like, I don't want to watch this. And I only have to do... I knew when I had to do my breaks.
Yeah.
I would have, like, at least a half an hour. Like, I would have to do one at the start of the first quarter and then not again until, like, halftime.
Oh, wow.
So, I'm like, as long as I can still... So, I walked into this actual studio where the talent is usually at. And I turned up the radio so that I could hear just in case something happens, you know. But I'm sure I'll be fine. I was watching the game. And then Cam Newton, when he was on the Panthers, like came off the field and he went, I can't keep my fucking cool. And I was like, oh shit. And I had to run back into the production room and hit the dump button. And
did
I
you
made
get
it.
There in time?
Yeah, I did.
What, 7 seconds? Or like 10 for
10,
football?
Yeah. So I ran back in there, but it was like, God, of course, the only fucking time this would happen. Pretty funny though,
but I mean, like, that happens all the time in sports, and it always goes through. Where's the dump button when we're watching a game? Like, you don't hear them dump it anymore.
No,
you hear like fuck, like, and it goes right through. It's just, yeah, it's like, oh, well, I guess he's not happy.
They're like, we'll pay the fucking fine. It's football.
Yeah,
whatever.
Apologies. I guess he's not happy.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, easy.
So Owens punches Roman into the corner and then stomps a mud hole in him like I taught him.
Yeah.
At WrestleMania. And then Sammy and Kevin face off, but neither make a move. Finally, Roman gets back up and Superman punches Owens. Then Ridge Holland pulls Sammy out of the ring. And then Roman goes for a spear, but Owens kicks him and hits a stunner.
Boom.
Which Roman did not sell well. It was a very lame sell from Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
The final shot of the show was pretty cool, though. The baby faces were in the ring, and Roman was on the floor outside with, like, Sammy crouching over him.
Yeah.
But also looking at Owens like, no, no, you know?
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool final shot to SmackDown.
Yeah.
But then we have Monday Night Raw.
Oh, boy.
Which was almost the exact opposite.
Well, at least it started better than SmackDown.
It starts with Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
He says he's not coming for Sami Zayn at War Games. He's coming for Roman Reigns because he wants to take out his bloodline and take his title.
Yeah.
I don't know if he meant just one title because he said title.
Well, you know, it's kind of the same now.
Yeah. Owen says, I was invited on Friday, so I figured I'd return the favor. And that's where Sheamus, Drew, Butch, and Holland do like the Shield entrance. Like the same spot from where when the Shield came out.
So dumb.
Sheamus cuts a cringy promo, and then Drew cuts a less cringy promo. And then the music hits, and it's the Judgment Day.
But, you know, first
example
of all...
Example number one of why Raw sucks.
Yeah, KO was great, obviously, and... Yeah. You know, I'm almost like, look, if Cody's not the guy and Sammy's not the guy, obviously Kevin Owens winning the Rumble and beating Roman would be totally fine.
Yeah.
Because he kind of beat him in a last man standing match.
He did beat him.
And they didn't give him the credit.
But the ref went blind because Heyman couldn't fucking undo the handcuff.
How does Roman not at least squat? Or like, you know what I mean? Like, I can touch my toes.
He did eventually.
And have this like this. I can do this and I'm up.
He did eventually, but he didn't do it right away.
Right.
So when the ref should have been at five, and the ref just stopped counting.
How do they not have toy handcuffs that has the little lever thing?
Yeah.
Why not?
Right.
When Heyman comes with the key,
not to mention
just hit
that
the lever.
Not to mention that was during Thunderdome, so there weren't any fans in person that could see that it was some plastic piece of shit.
Right. Or also, take the camera off and just be like, oh, we're having technical difficulties. No, yeah. They just show us exactly what's going on that Roman didn't get up at 10. 8. 9. I don't know what to do. Run away.
He just runs away. And then he just started yelling at Owens. Hey, the fuck, man? You handcuffs? He's like, that's been an every last man standing match.
Just keep counting. Yeah. I think he said something on Raw or something the next night, right? Or like, and then the ref.
He said it.
Couldn't count.
Right? Well, he said it recently.
Yeah.
Or he tweeted it recently.
Right.
When there was another for the last woman standing match, I think. He said, hopefully they have a ref that could count or something like that.
They got to give him the real win. He still hasn't had. He had a cheap title run that ended horribly.
Yeah.
Didn't even count. That doesn't even count. Sorry. We don't include any of that.
Yeah.
Give us a face fucking like it could be this year again.
Those 5 months.
I'm okay with Cody doing it. But if for some reason Cody's not the guy, I don't know about Sammy. Kevin Owens, 100%. You just turned him face. Let him win the fucking Rumble. The place will explode.
Those 6 months were pretty cool.
Yeah.
August of 2016 to February of 2017. And then, well, we all know what happened there. So, Judgment Day comes out. Rhea Ripley's the only one in the group who isn't cringe on the mic.
Yeah.
Like, Dominic Mysterio brings up his dad again just to remind us that that story isn't over.
Yeah.
Even though Rey hasn't even been on television since Gunther beat him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Damian Priest is just awful as always. Finn Balor threatens them if they show up on Raw again. And so Sheamus basically called Balor soft, but Balor says, even salt looks like sugar. It's like, okay.
All right.
Fair Thanks. Enough.
You know, Damian Priest reminds me of like Multiplicity. So let's say you took like Razor Ramon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and what was it, the fifth guy? Yeah. That's Damian Priest. I'm still expecting to be like, hey, bro.
Right.
And he just stares at the camera.
Because he wants to be Razor Ramon so bad.
Oh, yeah.
He tries to walk like him. It's like, right. But you're not. Stop it.
You have zero mic skills. He's not even the worst wrestler I've ever seen in the ring because he's a big guy, could do some things. You're just terrible on the mic. And the attitude that they give him, even in NXT, it was kind of like, we always made fun of this bi-curious vampire guy. Yeah. He's always like, ooh. But now with Judgment Day, you're supposed to be the muscle. You're the big badass guy. And if I had to be a kayfabe character to go against any of the Judgment Day, for sure, Damian Priest.
Yeah.
Because they're giving Dominic a push. Finn Balor can legit wrestle. Like, Damian Priest for sure.
Yeah.
I beat him in 2 minutes.
I mean, he wasn't a great babyface either, but he was more natural as just... I mean, he should be a heel, but he should be a guy that could do either.
He was kind of cool for 5 minutes when Edge was running Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Kind of cool for a minute.
Yeah.
And then they fucked all that up.
So Sheamus challenges them to a 6-man tag, and Balor accepts. Judgment Day charges the ring. But they get immediately thrown out.
Yeah.
And we have Brawling Brutes versus Judgment Day. At least we had Kevin Owens on commentary. Sheamus chased Dominic to the stage, but then the OC came out. And in the end, Sheamus hit Dominic with a brogue kick for the win, which is what I said on the fucking live, on the watch party. As soon as the match started, I was like, this is Sheamus, brogue kick to Dominic.
Sure.
Obviously.
Of course.
Right after the match, Balor and Priest jumped Sheamus. And I was like, well, where were they 5 seconds ago?
Right.
As soon as he wins, they fucking hit him.
Right.
Damn. We're waiting for it. So Sheamus clotheslines Priest out of the ring, and then Luke Gallows gives Priest a kick to the head, and then Kevin Owens gets in the ring and gives Balor a stunner. So there you go.
It was like 8-on-1. Right. It was like 8-on-4.
Yeah. Then we have Johnny Gargano coming out for a match with The Miz.
First of all, I'm like... Okay, hit the again button. And it's like, all right, how long are they going to keep this going for?
This is where I almost just... This is where I tweeted, I don't want to watch this show anymore.
Right.
Did you hear his music?
Whose music? Johnny's?
Yeah.
It was new?
They changed it.
They did? Are you sure? Oh, wait, how did I miss this?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, no. Why would they change it?
These motherfuckers.
Why would they change it?
They remixed Rebel Heart. It's still like the same lyrics, but it's like a guy and the music sounds like shit.
I think I'm cute.
Yeah, that's it.
I know I'm sexy.
And people online were like, well, that was another CFO song. And it's like, okay, but why can they just rip it off then?
Right.
And have the same lyrics if it's a CFO produced song.
I need to know more about all of this music thing because none of it makes sense to me. If you're hired to fucking write, there's no way they would say that.
Here's why I don't
time.
Buy that part, because he returned in August.
Right.
And if they go, hey, you're going to come back, but we only have this song for 2 more months.
No. Yeah. Stupid.
That doesn't make any sense.
0 sense. I think they think they're being cool. You're not.
Johnny came out and he looked like he was like, yeah, they changed my music. I'm not excited to be here anymore.
No, he knows why. We know why he was pissed. Because of what they fucking do to him after that.
I was so angry. It's over. So Miz comes out. He says, I'm too injured to compete, but I found a replacement. And of course, it's Omos.
God damn it.
Johnny makes a little comeback. He jumps off the rope feet first.
Kind of. Like a tiny comeback.
And then Omos grabs him by the throat and choke slams him for the win.
Why can't you let Johnny like beat him for like 3 minutes with a bunch of flippity-do stuff? Nope.
It's fucking Omos.
Fucking destroys him.
So next up, so again, that my faith in Triple H, it ended a couple weeks back, and it's just getting worse.
Yeah. He's fucking over his own guys.
I don't get it. It's like, I don't get it. It's another shitty theme. Like, yeah, it's the same lyrics, but like, there's no, the music is just shit. Like, it's just, it's like someone doing karaoke of the original fucking song.
Right.
So next up, Corey Graves interviews Seth Rollins live via green screen satellite.
Yep.
And Seth says he asked to defend the United States Championship against Austin Theory and Bobby Lashley at War Games. He says, Theory is the stupidest person on earth for jumping me from behind last week. Mm. Blah, blah, I will still be the champion. Then we cut to Theory watching backstage, and then he turns to the camera and starts cutting a promo about why he's going to win. On Saturday. Then we have Austin Theory versus Mustafa Ali. Ali hit the 450 splash, but Theory like just flopped around like a fish and then eventually rolled out of the ring. And then 5 seconds later, this is not, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah.
5 seconds later, Theory was completely fine and hit A-Town down for the win.
Yep.
A-Town down.
Up and down A-Town.
That whole setup is lame.
Yeah.
The name is lame.
And this whole dark side of Theory to try to save him doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't work.
After the match.
I'm more angry.
What?
Yeah. Oh, he's angry now.
You were a dick before.
Are his promos any good?
Nope.
No, they still suck.
Yeah.
After the match, Bobby Lashley appears on the Titantron to tell Theory that he's coming to the ring to kick his ass.
Yeah.
Right after this commercial.
Hey, Theory, get the fuck out of there.
Right. So Lashley comes out, and he has a microphone in his hand.
No.
Let's see what he tried to say.
Look at you, Theory. You know what? I'm kind of surprised you're still standing on this ring. I thought you were in the first SUV out of town.
Let's hear that again.
What? I'm kind of surprised you're still standing on this ring.
Standing on this
standing
ring.
Standing on this ring.
Standing on the ring.
Standing
I
humming
you were in the first SUV out of town. First. I thought you were in the first SUV out of town.
What is he trying to say?
I thought you were in the second. The first, not the second. Oh,
no. Let's run it back.
What? This isn't the Thunderdome.
Bon Stowman. This Sunday, I will be the first man.
Oh, no.
First, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
SUV? What is he even fucking talking about?
The first SUV out of town.
The first caravan or something? What is he? Oh, my God. Ay.
Theory says the old me is dead and I'm going to win the title. And he's like, I'm going to walk out of Survivor Series. Champ. And Lashley says, you ain't walking out of here tonight. And he attacks him, and then Theory hits Lashley with a chair, but Lashley no sells.
Of course.
So Theory runs to Gorilla, where Ali is just sitting there.
Hurt Ali. Injured Ali. I guess that's also the medical tent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, like, Triple H is on the other side of this room.
Yeah.
He's just sitting on a chair, and he throws Ali into Lashley, and then Ali pushes Lashley and says, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ali. Did you not see Theory grab you and throw you into Lashley?
Right.
What, are you fucking stupid?
Yeah. Well, he's just mad.
Yeah.
He's just mad.
Why? So then Lashley brings Ali out to the crowd and puts him to sleep with the Hurt Lock.
So is he heel?
No.
Who cares? He's a who cares?
Who cares?
Seriously, that's a heel fucking move, bro.
Ali's on Friday. He loses. He's on Raw, he loses, and then gets his ass kicked even more.
Taped midsection. Yeah. Poor guy. Go home. Is this when they get their break?
Ali. That's it, yeah. Next up, we have Alpha Academy versus Matt Riddle and Elias.
Yeah. No stories really getting built here.
Riddle hits Gable with the floating bro for the win.
Yeah.
Elias does nothing.
Yep.
He's a character.
Yes.
Like Bray Wyatt. He's not supposed to be wrestling every week. Wrestling is not Elias's strongest suit.
Right. He's got a guitar.
He has a guitar. Strums. Doesn't use it.
No matter what, he's supposed to be first in the ring. Strum.
Yeah.
They had a decent routine a few weeks back with him and Riddle where he strummed and all the stupid bullshit. But like, why are we still doing this stupid bullshit theme music?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. And why don't you have Shush interrupt the fucking guitar?
He's the only guy to come up with a guitar and not use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next up, we have, holy shit, we have Drew McIntyre versus Baron.
We don't want to see this match again.
Rematch.
We've seen it way too many times.
We've seen it so many times. And you know what? McIntyre's won all of them.
Yeah.
All 20.
Hey, Baron, how about for one more time for old time's sake?
No, who, no.
Why did...
No.
Okay, so we see... The first thing we see is Corbin and JBL in a locker room.
Yes.
And Corbin's playing poker by himself.
He's learning, taking classes. Maybe JBL's teaching him.
JBL's teaching him because they got fucking taken to the cleaners by Tozawa last week.
He's like our Mima. He's like, you won again against no one.
So, but it's like, why did Drew even go in there? He's like, hey, guys.
What's going on?
That's the locker room. He's just walking through.
And then JBL's like, you're Scottish. I hate Scottish people.
Yeah, basically.
I hate everyone except for Texas. And then, but then when I'm in Texas, I hate Texas too.
Right.
But when I'm not in Texas, I tell everyone else, I wish I was in Texas. So this match went on forever.
We had so many high hopes for JBL. And he, honestly, they've been awful. They're basically like Judgment Day. Just, don't show
it's
us.
It's like, well, obviously Drew's going to win. So the Corbin push is ruined.
I thought for a second, maybe they let JBL beat
Not when
Drew.
He's in the main event of War Games.
No, you can't. Yeah, you just can't.
So it's like, okay, how are they going to have him win to try to keep Corbin, you know, like have an out, have an excuse?
Yeah.
So Tozawa, with new blonde hair.
Yeah, and new tights, I think.
He jumps off the announce table and JBL caught him. And it was like when you pick up a girl and she wraps her legs around you. Mm-hmm. I really thought Tozawa was going to kiss him on the lips.
I thought he was like Mr. Peepers from SNL. He's like, just going to grab an apple and start eating it. He's the
I really
link.
Thought JBL was, or he was going to kiss JBL on the lips.
Yeah.
And then JBL was going to say something that got him canceled. And then Tozawa tells JBL, look over there. But, you know, he doesn't, he goes, open door! And then JBL goes, what? And then he takes JBL's hat and that distracts Corbin.
Corbin's like, what's going on out here?
And then Drew hits a claymore for the win.
Horrible.
So next week, Corbin's going to get his revenge and beat Tozawa again.
Right. Sure.
Oh, he's so good. He beat the biggest jobber.
Probably lose. Probably. Tozawa has new hair.
He has got a new look.
He's got a new look.
You were not that stupid. I don't think so.
End of days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up. Kathy Kelly interviews AJ Styles backstage with the OC and Mia Chin next to him.
Mi Chin.
I still don't know if we're allowed to say that.
Me knows. Is it a bad word?
I don't know. I feel like it's wrong that we. So Styles says he's going to beat Balor at War Games, but then Balor walks up and says, "I'm the devil, and when you dance with the devil, you never dance again." He's just like the master of shitty lines.
Yeah.
Is this what they're writing for him?
Right.
Or is he just fucking it up?
Never dance.
Well, you know that salt.
With the devil.
Salt looks like sugar.
What? And sand.
Have you ever danced with the devil? Wow. I didn't see the movie. It's been a while.
It's something you're about not, you're moonlight.
You're not gonna dance. It's like George Bush. You know, there was that saying, fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on you. You ain't gonna get fooled again.
So good. That's really good.
So then Rhea Ripley gives Mia Yim a boot to the face, and both groups brawl. They end up outside the arena, and officials eventually split them up. There's like this one car that they're just like, put a car there, and they'll brawl on the car, and they'll do stuff with the car.
As soon as they opened the door, I went, oh no. I hate outside shit.
Yeah.
Because it's always involving a car.
Right.
And they throw them into the car. They even get like, you have to fall into the side of a car. It's all plastic and you bounce right back. It's like a trampoline. Nobody ever fucking, you know, the only one they ever did right was when they shoved Sean's face through a windshield when DX turned on
I think
on
it
him.
Was Gallows, like the car door was open and Gallows, like, horrible. Tackled Priest, and I was like, oh, they're gonna do like a car, like break the door off, but they didn't.
No,
they just lightly touched it.
Ouch.
So next up, we have an in-ring promo with Bianca Belair, Asuka, and Alexa. The three of them are so awkward together. They've been doing this for months now.
My girls.
They have zero chemistry.
Oh my God. Alexa is like...
Yeah, she does not want
to
be there.
Why the fuck am I second fiddle to anyone?
She does not want
to
be there.
I'm the goddamn goddess. And I agree.
And the lines they're feeding Belair are terrible.
Yeah.
She's like, we're going to win War Games. You know, those fucking bitches over there, fuck them bitches. And Belair says everyone will find out who their fifth partner is on Friday, and the crowd boos.
Right.
So Damage, which is so lame. Like, you're going to do it on Friday to try to pop a rating, which is not going to work because it never works. It doesn't work.
Nope.
Just do it at the pay-per-view.
Right.
Because it'll be way cooler.
More people will pay for it if it's a mystery than if they find out.
I hope they change their mind. And it's just one of those things where they lied on purpose.
Yeah.
They get their ass kicked. But the thing is, it doesn't matter to WWE anymore because Peacock already paid them. You know, they don't, it's not like they make pay-per-view money anymore.
So then why not keep it a surprise?
Except for like WWE Network overseas, sure. Yeah,
right.
But
yeah.
So then Damage Control, Nikki Cross and Ripley come out and Bayley says that, you know, you don't even have a fifth partner. And we have Asuka versus Ripley. It's interesting because when they do come out, they said, oh, look, it's Damage Control and Nikki Cross and Rhea Ripley.
They did, right.
So she's Nikki's not a part of it. Not with Damage Control.
She's not a part of it. She's just for the weekend.
Yeah.
Weekend rental.
So Rhea beats Asuka with the Riptide, giving, you know, Team Bayley the War Games advantage.
Kind of clean. Kind of easy.
Right.
Yeah, I got this.
And then both teams brawl after the match, and then Asuka jumps on everyone, and they all fall down. Mm-hmm. The end.
Dakota had just gotten there.
Yeah.
And she didn't get touched, and she just throws herself.
That's it. Yep.
That's a show.
That's it.
That's Raw.
That is Raw. All right, let's give some awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I went with Omos. You know, in that stupid hood.
Fuck that guy. Yeah, he looks like a Power Ranger.
He's going to be mentioned a lot in the awards this week.
Right. I had Xavier Woods' Hitler-like mustache.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that, man?
Yeah, bad timing.
Not good.
Yeah.
It's always bad timing when you have a Hitler mustache. Best dressed?
Scarlet.
Kathy, no pants Kelly.
Yeah.
Two weeks in a row.
2 weeks, no pants.
No pants. Just woke up from sex hair. It's great.
It's pretty nice.
Worst acting?
Theory. I don't like this new Theory. Fuck
no, him. No.
Or Bobby.
I have Bobby Lashley.
Yeah.
Best acting?
KO.
Yeah, I mean, he barely said anything, but sure.
It was enough.
KO. It was enough. Worst comments?
First SUV out of town. What the fuck?
I had Broody because they said it like five fucking times.
Yeah.
Best comment? There's nothing, right?
Nothing great.
Yeah.
They need to let KO talk for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Worst match?
Omos Johnny. Fuck you.
Correct. Super slow-mo.
Shotzi and
Shayna. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then best match?
I don't know. Sammy Butch? I don't know. Just because of KO coming out at the end? We sometimes include that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Ricochet Ali, I guess. Whatever. Yeah. Worst move.
Shotzi getting a roll up to look strong for the pay-per-view.
Agreed. Best move.
What did you do?
Just Owen's stunning Reigns.
Yeah, that's what I put.
Stunning. Yeah. Worst moment.
Johnny. Everything about Johnny. Johnny's new music. Johnny having the job to Omos. Fuck every part.
For me,
of that.
It was Johnny's music.
Yeah.
Because I was so deflated in that moment. I was so angry.
Yep.
And then best moment, obviously, Kevin Owens returning.
Yep.
For sure. All right, breaking news. So Vice, they're doing more. They're doing the Tales of the Territories. Dark Side of the Ring is going to get a fourth season at some point. But they also made a documentary called The Nine Lives of Vince McMahon.
Really?
And it's going to air Tuesday, December 13th. Spoiler alert. Nine was the end. The ninth life, then it was done.
Like, has he been involved in nine scandals? I'm sure you can count up to nine.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, steroids, Owen Hart's death.
Sure.
You can even count Chris Benoit because it affected their company.
Sure.
The NDAs. Saying the N-word on TV. To John Cena.
Yep. I was going to say that next. You're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? The Bob Costas segment.
The XFL, yeah, there's that in general.
And he pushes his water out.
Well, he did another interview where he slapped the guy's papers. Yeah.
He went, oh, no. You think, oh, you can't believe.
Yeah. So there's six. So maybe his ninth life was just right now. He's on his ninth.
The tearing his ACLs.
That was his only real death.
I can't wait. I hope it's like a 4-hour documentary.
Oh my God.
But then they agree to not do this?
No.
I'm really worried that these are going to be not so bad. That he's good. That he keeps coming back. Well,
it's from the Dark Side guys.
I know.
So, yeah.
Well, was that rumor, right? That they agreed to...
Well, but they recently squashed it.
They did?
Yeah, a few weeks ago I said on the podcast that one of the Dark Side of the Ring guys said, he was like, yeah, no, that was all bullshit.
That's right. Yeah.
So next up, Bianca Belair and Montez Ford appeared on Today, where Ford revealed that he's been dealing with a calf injury. His last match was September 24th at a house show, but he says he's 100% now and should be back pretty soon. I didn't realize they've been gone for that long.
Sure. And what else could you possibly do with these guys now?
I know.
The Usos are not going to lose to them. They can't fight the New Day. They can't fight Hit Row.
They
have to break up.
You know,
that's
their
only move.
You know what they should do for like the next couple weeks is have Angelo Dawkins do. He's like, well, Ford. They shouldn't have had Ford say this, first of all. If you can go back in time, and then you have Dawkins be like, yeah, Ford's injured. He's going to be out a while, so I'm going to try to do this myself. And he wins a couple matches or whatever, loses, and now I need my partner. Ford returns at him, and it's like, oh, Montez Ford is back, and then he immediately beats his ass.
Yeah, or you have Dawkins have like a big win against a big name, and then he's like, dude, I think I'm gonna go single. Okay, well, I'll come out to the ring with you this week, right? And just do that. I thought you were gonna say what they should do for the next few weeks is have a series of games that they play against the Viking Raiders.
Oh yeah,
basketball, track and field.
That sounds amazing. Lee bad. Yeah. But you know what? I bet it. I don't think it's gonna happen. Because now they're doing this reality show, Ford and Belair. They want Ford to be likable. Yeah.
Well, come on. Miz has been a dick the whole time he's had a reality show.
Yeah, but we knew that going in.
He plays a dick on the reality show.
People don't want, let's be honest, they don't watch it for the Miz.
They're not going to watch it for Montez Ford either.
True.
So,
yeah. But I don't know how slutty Belair's willing to be on that show, like Maryse, where. Mm-hmm. Every day, like, she walks into frame and her titties are just out.
What channel is this going to be on?
It's Hulu. Yeah.
I guess these get ratings, or is it just that they need so much content, we'll take any.
Well, it's Hulu. It's not like we're going to know.
Will seven people watch it? Fine. Put it on. Yeah. And those seven will watch
Hulu's
it.
Well, Hulu's heavily invested in main event.
Yeah. Right.
God. If like, they have to know no one's watching that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
How many downloads we have this week? Is there a glitch? This show's none. Is there a glitch? I don't think anyone tuned in that episode.
It says
to watch Tozawa lose to.
Well, it says one, but that's our QA guy. He has to make sure that it plays. Yeah. all right, let's go on to rumors. Mm.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So this is interesting. We've been saying for weeks now that, you know, looks like it's going to be Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
For Team Belair. She's going to be the return surprise. But WWE's graphic for the Women's War Games match shows a mystery woman with blue hair. I mean, we're looking at it right now. That's blue. There's Mia Yim's hair.
I think it's just a tinted black and white.
Black and white?
Yeah, that's not the person. You know that. It's never the person.
But I'm looking. I know, but I'm saying that's blue.
What was the color of her hair before she left?
Blue.
She always changes her hair when she comes back.
True, but is Becky going to be blue?
Okay, well, I get it.
They're just fucking with us.
I think.
Yeah.
That's my...
It could be that, or it could be the Bray Wyatt thing where they're basically telling you, hey, Bray Wyatt's coming back without saying it.
Well, they're going to say it on Friday, apparently.
Apparently. Yeah. It also is Boston, her hometown.
Eh.
Sasha Banks.
The stuff
know.
That she's been doing lately, like filing trademarks for her real name and other names. I don't know.
Right.
You don't file that shit if you're going back. You just don't do it. You don't waste the money. I don't know. We will see.
Also, Fightful says Detroit is a front runner to host SummerSlam next year. Which means I'm not going to SummerSlam. I wasn't planning on it anyway.
Probably not.
I still think like SummerSlam should just be in Brooklyn every year.
It's a good
like the
place.
3 years it was in like that. That was a pretty cool.
Or
pretty cool.
I get that. I agree. Brooklyn's a great venue, but like, shouldn't SummerSlam be like L.A. or like Orlando or somewhere fun like that? Yeah. Fun in the sun.
But they get WrestleMania, you know.
Yeah, true.
And New York's never gonna get WrestleMania again. You know, like
too fucking cold.
Yeah,
right.
That's all I got for rumors. So it's trivia time.
This one's kind of easy. I mean, not easy, like just simple.
I think I'm going to win.
Okay, let's see.
I think I'm going to beat Eric.
I have, it's kind of a two-part. You can answer either one. When was AJ Styles' last pay-per-view win and who did he beat? I'm just going to give you a hint. It's been years since he's had a pay-per-view singles win. Singles win.
Okay. My first inkling is Finn Balor.
No.
Because they had a pay-per-view match. I think it was Extreme Rules, like when Bray Wyatt got sick.
Right.
But all right, I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What if I give you the who, if you can get the paper?
Or
I'll give you a hint.
The year?
2019. Who was his last win against? It's a joke.
Like Shane McMahon? What? Here comes the money? I don't know.
Nope. But that's your hint. They couldn't be a bigger hint than these $2 sitting next to me.
What? Is there a wrestler named George?
No.
Top dollar?
No.
Can't be that.
Who are these dollars always joked about?
Oh, what wrestler? My God.
What wrestler?
Humberto Carrillo.
That's what he beat. Do you know where?
Fuck no. Oh, Saudi.
Yeah.
Because that was...
He won a battle royal to begin the show.
Wasn't this trivia like 3 weeks ago?
No.
There was like a trivia a few weeks ago and...
I didn't do AJ.
And it was about like Humberto Carrillo in Saudi Arabia or something.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Yeah, all right.
But anyway, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. That was his last pay-per-view win.
2019.
Singles win, yeah.
2019.
So... Against I feel pretty good about him this weekend.
You think he's due?
I think he's due.
Okay.
We'll see.
We'll see. Let's do fan questions.
First.
Alan Kimmett, are there too many cum-related soundboard buttons or not enough? Well,
bust a nut.
I mean, for God's sakes, I can't.
We need one more?
Not enough.
Not enough? Yep. Yeah. I think. I mean, there's, you know, there's rooms now.
We do need come at me.
Steven Kochanowski, favorite Survivor Series moment? For me, man. It's always been The Rock's win.
How is it not?
And turn joining the corporation.
I mean, it's so good. If I had to take one from my childhood just to be different.
Yeah.
I want to say when... now I'm trying to remember the exact match, but it was like Hogan and Macho, like their first Survivor Series team up. You know what I mean? Against, like, I think it was, like, you know, Million Dollar Man and Andre and, like, that group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Andy Piccone, what will Todd Chrisley say to his first cellmate?
I know. I almost sent that to you.
He got 12. Oh, like, 10 people sent that to me.
The wife got, like, 6 years, right?
She got 7. He got 12.
Oh, my God.
12 years in prison.
That means they proved that she was a part of it.
Well,
they've got little kids, and they adopted a kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also their
and
son
his mom
got in
is
a,
old.
And their son got in a car wreck recently.
He's not doing good?
I don't know, but I just heard about that.
Wow.
When they gave Todd Chrisley the sentence, he was like, "Oh no. No, please don't make it longer."
what does he say to his cellmate?
Well, you know I know dicks, right? I mean, you saw my show.
When's our first date?
Yeah.
For the show, of course. Yeah.
They should do the show.
Oh my God, please, please.
Then I'd watch it. That's, yeah.
Chrisley in Oz.
Yeah. This is from Zach Wilson is garbage. Yeah, says, Jets need to sign Lamar Jackson in the offseason, which is hilarious because that's what I said to our father after the later that day. I was like, they need to do whatever it takes to get Lamar Jackson because the Ravens are going to franchise tag him and they just need to be like, hey, we'll pay that. We'll pay more money. And two first-round picks for a franchise tag? Here you go. No problem. I'll do that in a heartbeat.
I just want to see him play better. This defense, you almost just need any serviceable quarterback, which is why, how do they not start Mike White this weekend? Just even go, Zach, take a breather. We're going to start Mike, and we're going to see if he can do something with the offense against the Bears. You know what I mean? Because Zach's been historically bad.
I mean, Lamar was the MVP bad. 2 years ago.
I know. No, like I said, any serviceable, we'll just have to pay a lot in a cap situation. That means we won't be able to sign.
But we have, they have a window here where everyone's making little money.
Of course.
Because it's the young draft picks.
Yeah.
And they're already awesome, but you don't have to pay them yet.
But
this is the perfect time. You have a 4-year window.
Yeah. I get any pro bowler at this point would probably take us to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Spencer Carnivore, petition to get Corbin on the soundboard changed to Andrew yelling, "Oh, fuck my ass," when he hears Judgment Day's theme song like he did on the... That's right, I did do that on the live stream.
Yep. That's a good one.
This is from What's Wrong With Wrestling, Mark. Wife and I are heading to Galveston for a cruise on our 10-year wedding anniversary. We have a day to kill before boarding. What are your go-to things to do there? You kill a hooker. You go on the beach that's just looks like shit. You're like, oh, this is disgusting.
Buy lunch or drinks for the What's Wrong With Wrestling hosts. That's fun to do.
In Galveston?
Well, you know, where are they flying into?
I don't know.
Hobby? Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, we can meet them somewhere around there.
Sure, yeah. Exactly. Well, hopefully you have a good cruise. But yeah, Galveston is overrated. It's a very disgusting place.
Yeah.
The nastiest bathroom I ever saw in my life. This is like 12 years ago. I really had to pee. I ran into McDonald's. I went in the bathroom and the guy was at a urinal and he saw me heading to the stall and he goes, "You don't want to go in there, bro." And I went, "Why?" "Oh my God."
Yeah.
It was fucking horrible.
I heard Galveston's gotten a little better, but it's still a shithole. It is.
Yeah. Joe Guerrero, was Don Callis on commentary last night. I've never heard the term wrestling god more than Corey last night. Yeah, because that's JBL's thing now, but Callis calls Omega the wrestling god, so whatever.
Right.
The one Wilson, how many ducks would it take to take down a full-sized elephant?
Well, I mean...
Enough to make, like, the size of an elephant?
Oh, I see.
How many to take down an elephant?
I would say it would take probably, like, 500 ducks.
Yeah.
Because 100 ducks you would just step on, I think.
They'd all have to want to... kill the elephant too.
Well, to take them down. They know the game.
Yeah, because they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Jason Claver, Sheamus being relevant for this many years is still baffling to me. Beating Bryan at Mania, winning the Rumble when nobody wanted it. Anyways, who is somebody you can realistically see winning the Rumble who would be an awful choice?
Ooh.
A realistic, awful choice.
That's a good one. Like Corbin.
I can't see Corbin. Like
pushing Corbin.
I
Braun. Perfect.
Yeah.
I can see them going Braun and Strowman.
They
could
fight. Do that. Yeah.
Roman
again.
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Sure.
Goldberg.
Fuck.
Omar, it's pretty hot that Scarlett openly has orgasms whenever Karrion Kross chokes someone out, right? Maybe when they go back to TV-14, she'll finally get to rub one out. TikTok.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
I'm all for it.
Josh DeStefano, bonus episode podcast idea. You've just been given full creative control of WWE. Y'all should make your way through the whole roster and develop what you would do with each wrestler. The fastest way for you to turn the ship around, I guess is what you meant, and get WWE headed in the right direction. Cut wrestlers, sign wrestlers, storylines, feud. I mean, we kind of do that with the draft. We could do that next time.
Next time we do a draft. Well, but no, forget the draft. I like this idea where we just do it together.
Yeah.
We just come up with it. Come up with a couple ideas.
Right.
And then we'll put, it takes, you know, what are the Patreon episodes? An hour, hour and a half?
Yeah.
And we can just put together the ideas for everybody. You know me, I'm going to be like factions galore.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. It's easy. You guys aren't going to hear anything new. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're going to get Gargano. We're going to get fucking Ciampa. We're going to get them back together. We're going to have Owens and Sammy beat the Usos for the straps.
Yeah.
We're going to have, you know, I mean, it's not going to be hard.
Right. I think I'll have the most fun cutting wrestlers. That'll be my favorite part.
Cutting wrestlers.
I'm like, well, I'm going to get rid of half of the people there.
Right.
Jake Baker, why did they have to remix Rebel Heart? Yep, you're preaching to the choir. Jason Dearham, I love how Madcap Moss was so full of rage and wanted revenge against Cross, but he's such a nice guy. He lets Cross do his full entrance while he just stands there in the corner. P.S., notice how hard Moss slaps the fans' hands when he gives them high fives. Look like he hurt that first guy.
Maybe.
I did not notice that, but that's kind of funny. Pop Culture Junkie, you can only pick one of these screen-used items to keep. So you can only keep one of these screens.
Okay.
Vince's Corvette that Austin poured cement into. So broken glass. the WWF Intercontinental title belt that Austin threw in the river. Or the statue that was made from a mold of Stacy Keibler's ass and legs that was displayed at the WrestleMania 18 Fan Fest. I wonder.
Hard to beat that.
Yeah.
We have a winner.
Screen used items.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Screensaver?
I don't know. Brock Landers, among the extensive list of NXT superstars to be called up to the main roster, only to be ruined as Gargano take over the top spot of wasted talent. I mean, he's up there, but there's so many people, too.
Yeah.
Bobby Roode, they never did anything with.
Sure. We get this question a lot.
Samoa Joe.
That last question, I think they meant, which thing would you want to keep?
Right.
The cement, like the Corvette.
Right, that full makes of cement. Sense. Yeah.
The belt, I guess, you know, it would be cool. You'd have be an actual
cool,
belt.
But
and then the statue of her ass.
A statue of your ass, of her ass and legs that you could do whatever you want with. Yeah.
You have a drill? What's next?
Donald Alexander, what would y'all think about a revamped Hurt Business with MVP, Lashley, Theory, and maybe Corbin? Also, is Johnny Gargano an idiot? Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, he's not an idiot, but they're making him out to be. And yes, a faction? Sure. I don't know why Lashley and Austin
I don't know
and
about
Corbin.
Theory and Corbin, but...
yeah, put the Hurt Business back together, sure. Omos and Lashley would be a hell of a team to start with.
Michelle, do you think that Roman Reigns' long title run will have an impact on the way the fans will see the future champions?
No. I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, they're setting it up. He's had such a long title reign that when someone does beat him, it has to be a big moment if they just have to do it right.
There's three people. That's all.
Yeah.
There's no one else that can take the belt from him than those three.
Unless they can get MJF out of his contract.
I mean, sure.
Mikey too crikey. Would AJ Styles' theme song be better if the intro had Jumpin' Jeff Farmer saying all the yeps?
Yep.
They don't want no. Yep. They don't want none. Yep. They don't want.
Yes, is the answer.
Nathan Bain. Hey, guys. I had a pro wrestling tryout this Sunday. I did so well that I got accepted for the pro wrestling school. Classics start in February, but they like me so much, they are starting me early. Any advice from the bunny boys?
Well, I mean, I think I'm not going to do it in character, but I would say you just have to stand out. You either have to be the best wrestler in the fucking place or just get your mic skills on point. Learn some catchphrases that you can say. You know what I mean? Like just fucking pick on everybody. Feelings can't get hurt.
Create a really, really stupid gimmick that will get over at indie shows so much that Tony Khan will bust a nut.
Right.
And then sign you like Luigi Primo.
Yeah.
Or Orange Cassidy or anyone.
Or who's this guy? Danhausen.
Danhausen. I mean, if the bunny, you know, if the bunny boys, they were just ahead of their time.
Sure.
You know?
100% we'd be on an Easter episode of fucking AEW. 100%.
Ryan, I'm a fan of the new Bray Wyatt theme. Sorry. Any word on when it will be released to Apple Music? What are we, insiders?
Yeah. How is it not now?
What did Dave Meltzer tell you? Alex Mihailov, from our seats, I heard Drew deliver the best not Kevin Owens comments. A fan told him to hit Rhea, and he said, it's not 1999 anymore, with a big smile. That's pretty funny.
Yep.
Fosse 32, why is it devastating when they miss a body slam, but not when they connect?
Right. Devastating.
Yeah, I mean, that's wrestling.
It's true.
St. Lopez, if you had to assemble a War Games team from any... one not from the current era. I mean, we've been asked this many times.
I know.
He said my team would be Scott Hall, Owen Hart, Macho Man, and the Road Warriors. Let's go with that. That sounds pretty great.
Okay.
I mean, we've done this many times, acknowledge his team.
Like, who's your Mount Rushmore, basically?
That's a pretty good team, yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Tots, push fire, bury, overuse commentary lines. He didn't get all of it. Oh, the numbers game, and the champion doesn't have to be pinned in a triple threat match to lose his title.
Ooh, that one annoys us the most, the last one. But yeah. The real answer is probably the numbers game. They say it all the fucking time.
Yeah. I mean, push? I don't know.
Yeah.
They all suck. Brian. Wait, I'm going to read that one last. Kyle Foxen, with Rhea and Alexa being Eskimo sisters, what are the chances we see some real punches thrown during War Games? They both banged Buddy Murphy.
It's funny. For men, it's like, hey.
Right, yeah, exactly.
For women, it's like, you cunt.
Yeah. I doubt they even give a shit.
No.
Yeah.
Alexa's married.
Alexa's married to her fuck boy.
Yeah. Band, maybe. They said he was in one. I don't know who the fuck he is.
Yeah. And then Brian, you're 1 inch in your mom and your dad is 1 inch in you. Which way are you moving to get out?
What?
You
saved that for last?
I did.
Get the fucking paper out.
Jesus. Jesus. I would probably go backwards. Anyways.
I would grab the gun. Shoot myself.
All right. Survivor Series. War Games.
Yeah.
We got AJ Styles versus Finn Balor.
Yep. I have AJ Styles. I think he's due with a pin.
I've got Finn Balor.
All right. There you go.
He beat Edge. I think it sets up the Edge match or him and Phoenix.
They got to give AJ a fucking win. Yeah. Like we said, he hasn't won a pay-per-view singles match in fucking 3 years. Come on.
Yeah, I got Balor with the pin. How many people interfere?
Five.
I have four. Mm. And then over under 20 minutes?
Over. There's five fucking matches.
I put under.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Then we have Ronda Rousey versus Shotzi. SmackDown Women's Championship.
Rousey sub.
Rousey sub. How many people interfere?
Two, I guess.
Yeah, Raquel and Shayna.
Sure.
And then over under 10 minutes?
Over under 5 minutes.
Huh?
Under five. But I'll go with 10. But I'd also say five.
But you put over.
No, shit. No, I meant under. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going under.
Under.
It probably is under five.
Yeah.
Then we got Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, and Austin Theory for the United States Championship. Does anyone take it off of Seth?
No.
No.
Pin.
Seth pinning.
Theory.
Yeah, I got the same. Any interference?
No.
No.
Who would?
And which move is hit first? We have the curb stomp, the spear, and eight down.
I love the question when I saw it because I've never done this before, but I think it's probably too easy. A spear's too easy to hit.
Yeah.
I'll probably hit like four of them in the match.
Right.
So I did spear.
Me too.
Yeah.
Crossed that whole match out.
True.
Then we have the women's War Games match. Team Belair versus Team Bayley.
The odds say Bayley. I'm going Belair.
I'm going Belair too because of their return.
Of course.
If it's going to be Becky or Sasha, how do they lose if they come back?
They can't.
So who's your fifth member of Team Belair?
I'm still going Becky. I think it's just the most obvious. I don't think Sasha's coming back.
I'm
going
to be their mark.
All right.
And say Sasha.
There it is. So whoever returns is the winner of the title.
Yeah, exactly. I have Sasha subbing Dakota.
Yeah, I've got Belair pinning Dakota. Even though Becky comes back, I still have Belair getting the pin because she's Belair. She's the champ.
Who jumps off the top of the cage?
And if I'm wrong about Sasha, I like the 2 points there, maybe.
Yeah.
Io, of course.
Io. Yeah, me too. Which two start the match?
Dakota Bliss.
I have Belair and Io.
Belair?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because Sasha's last, maybe Belair will start it. Excuse you there, Braun.
Sorry.
We just played them.
I'm sorry, man. Monster. Who do you have the final two?
Final two, I have Sasha and Bayley.
Yeah, that'd be great if that's the final two. That's pretty awesome. I have Belair and Bayley. Again, not sure. She's the captain and the champion. I think
she comes out last.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. And then men's War Games match.
Unless they do the whole thing where like she's not there yet.
Right.
Like they just hit her music when the countdown happens. Although being locked in the cage is kind of part of it.
It is.
So I guess, I'm pretty sure they were.
But Owens did that at NXT.
That's right.
So then, men's War Games, Bloodline versus Team Sheamus.
So many options here. If they even if Solo gets pinned, their Roman loses.
Right.
Even though I really didn't want to, but yeah, like fucking Team Sheamus isn't winning. It's Bloodline.
I have Bloodline as well.
Yeah. I can just see, like, if Sammy's going to, if he is going to interfere, if they are going to go there,
yeah.
How does Sammy not cost them the match?
Right.
But I think my theory, since we'll get to this, is he saves KO, but doesn't turn. And then they just fucking just take him out on Raw, and then KO makes a save. That's what I think is going to happen.
All right. I don't think they're going to end it that soon.
Right.
Maybe like after the Rumble or something. I think he's going to be there.
It's too good, right?
For a while, yeah.
But something has to happen, right, at this match.
Sure. They'll tease that'll help him, but he won't.
Okay.
I think.
Got it.
I've got Roman pinning Kevin Owens, and I have that because of Sammy not, you know, like just not helping and just like, oh, I like my idea is like it's just Owens and Sammy. Everyone else is like injured and like, Owens doesn't want to fight him. He's like, come on, come on. And then, you know, Roman spears him and Sammy doesn't stop it or anything like that.
Maybe.
That's kind of what I feel.
I have Roman pinning Sheamus.
Okay. Who jumps off the top of the cage?
Which Uso? I went Jay.
I put Owens. Owens does crazy shit.
Did he do it in the last Warm Games match?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Was that the one with Ciampa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but he's jumped off of ladders. He's done huge, big spots before.
Yeah.
So right. It could be both.
Right.
Which two start the match?
Oh, Solo and Butch.
That's what I put.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
And then final two from each team.
Roman and I did go KO because he's the obvious. You want him the freshest.
Yeah. Same. And then does Sammy turn on the bloodline?
I guess we're both saying no.
Both saying no.
I hope it happens in a way. Right. Like, let's get this moving, right? So we can do the tag titles by the Rumble or Mania. I mean, shit.
Yeah, it'd be cool if they lose everything at Mania. I think, for sure,
right.
Surprise appearance.
Becky,
I got Sasha.
We should switch them there. And then it's like, you're wrong about this, but you get the 10 points here.
Exactly. How many announcer tables are broken?
I said zero.
I said zero as well because they're going to break a whole bunch of other tables.
Right.
In those matches. Opening match.
U.S. title. Something semi-exciting.
I've got the women's War Games. And then...
Oh, they never do those back-to-back.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the main event.
Men's
War Game. Lock of the Century. Ronda Rousey. You got... Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, we do have Balor and AJ. So that's different.
And you have Bel Air.
Well, you have Bel Air.
I know, I'm saying, cause that's the same.
Oh, yeah.
So it obviously comes down to Sasha,
Becky.
And if it's neither of them, it comes down to who wins the match we least care about.
Yeah.
Damn.
The match that means nothing.
Yep.
So there you go. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/What's Wrong with Wrestling? And go to patreon.com/What's Wrong with Wrestling. Sign up. And if you do, we'll see you after War Games.
We will.
Loved and he can't. Josh. He's just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.